Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Gunmen killed 19 worshippers Sunday in coordinated attacks targeted at Nigeria's Borno and Kano states. The attacks bore the hallmark of Boko Haram. Christian Aid Mission has work in the region. Spokesman Bill Bray says,
"It is a fault line between the Christian South and the Muslim North, and there's been tremendous fruit among the Fulani people in this area."
Although more cautious,
"It's not slowing the work of God down in any way. They have a Bible school there. They have a agricultural assistance program."
Meanwhile, as the church grows in Indonesia, so does the need for Bibles. But 500 languages don't even have Bible translations, says Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith. 20% are in Papua.
Papua is a volcanic island, very steep terrain, very steep mountains, tropical rain, more than 400 inches a year, very difficult place for transportation. So air transportation is the only viable way for missionaries to get around the country.
Wycliffe Associates recently replaced a number of planes, but now there's nowhere to put them. A donor will match up to $16,000 to finish a hangar. Help at our website. And the recording studios of Audio Scripture Ministries partner in Mozambique are nearly finished. All the while, teams have been recording and distributing God's Word all over the rural parts of the country. A recent distribution of digital audio players near the Zambezi Delta produced a new listening group and 5 new believers in a week. ASM is now looking for another missionary to support the growth in Mozambique. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy who desperately need them in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.